So I'll just give the remarks, and I have some stuff written down here. I once heard someone say about public speaking, they said about, should you read it or should you memorize it? And they said, no one will ever remember if you read a script in a public speaking event, but everyone will remember if you should have. So I take that to heart, and this is the first time I think I've really written it down. I'm going to follow a little bit of a script here. But it's really an honor to join you today here to talk about the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. If you have not been to the museum down in Tennessee where it's on the motel that he was assassinated in, it is what I call the best museum that has ever been created by the United States. The interactiveness, the information, it keeps kids' interest. We took 4 kids through there. It is one of the most educational and informative museums that I have ever been to in my life, and I highly recommend you go down there. But today you can see Dr. King's legacy embedded in the culture and values of our Army today. Everything he stood for is what the Army stands for indirectly. Army soldiers have the courage to stand by the oath that we take, the Soldier's Creed, to defend the American way of life, and are committed to the same ideals that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stood for, to treat everyone equally with dignity and respect, one of our 4 no-fail missions that we continuously talk about. So we celebrate his legacy by engaging in community service. In fact, the national theme of Martin Luther King Jr. Day this year is Remember, Celebrate, and Act. It is a day on, not a day off. Ironically, it was a day off yesterday, based on the motto. But it is a time to remember that it is about service to others and not to ourselves. So I encourage you to dedicate the day yesterday or the week or your lives to community service, to serving others, to lifting others above yourself, about making it not the right side of your name tag for those wearing the uniform, your last name, but the left side, the United States Army, the organization, the culture, your family, whatever group you're involved in. But that's what he wanted to do, to make society better for everyone. So Martin Luther King Jr. stood up for those who were marginalized and discriminated against, in addition to the work in the NAACP and his fiery sermons and speeches. He launched numerous peaceful protests in the name of equal rights. I'll give you some examples. When Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on the bus and was arrested, the Montgomery NAACP chapter met with local civil rights leaders and launched a citywide bus boycott led by Dr. King. Following that, he invited African American ministers and leaders to Ebenezer National Church in Atlanta to organize, coordinate, and support nonviolent acts of segregation. He formed the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Dr. King was the president. And he said, quote, nonviolence means avoiding not only external physical violence, but also internal violence of spirit. You not only refuse to shoot a man, but you refuse to hate him. He lived with some of the Christian ideals that Jesus preached. He said, it's not enough just not to murder somebody. Don't even hate him. This is the same thing that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is quoting there.